Which virtues does God infuse into the soul with sanctifying grace?
With sanctifying grace, God infuses into the soul the theological virtues, or divine virtues, of faith, hope, and charity.
Why are these three virtues called theological or divine?
These three virtues are called theological or divine because God is their immediate object. They refer directly to God.
What is faith?
Faith is a divine virtue by which we firmly believe the truths God has revealed to us, and which He teaches us through His Church.
How do we sin against faith?
We sin against faith when we, 1, refuse to believe what God teaches us through His Church. 2, willfully doubt any revealed truth. 3, are ashamed or afraid to pass for a Christian, or formally deny the faith. 4, neglect to learn Christian doctrine sufficiently. 5, follow a way of life that is not in conformity with Christian beliefs.
What do we call the sin of those who deny or who deliberately doubt a truth of faith?
The sin of those who deny or who deliberately doubt a truth of faith is called the sin of heresy.
What do we call the sin of those who deny all the truths of faith?
The sin of those who deny all the truths of faith is called apostasy.
Is it a serious sin not to openly profess our faith in the true Church if we believe in it interiorly?
Yes, it is a serious sin not to openly profess our faith in the true Church if we believe in it interiorly, because our Lord said, "Whoever is ashamed of me and denies me before men, I in turn will deny him before my Father in heaven."
Are we often obliged to make an open profession of our faith?
We are obliged to make an open profession of our faith as often as the glory of God, our spiritual good, or that of our neighbor requires it. Jesus Christ says, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven."
How does faith diminish in the soul, and even reach the point of being lost?
Faith diminishes in the soul, and even reaches the point of being lost, by 1. Neglect of religious duties. 2. Bad morals. 3. Reading literature or holding conversations which attack or question Catholic beliefs or which advocate neutrality.
To accomplish the unity desired by Christ, must we not have an attitude of tolerance and openness to all religions?
The unity desired by Christ will be achieved in charity, certainly, but also in the truth.
What is hope?
Hope is a divine virtue by which we firmly trust that God, through His goodness, will give us eternal life and the necessary graces to obtain it.
Why do we hope for eternal life and the graces necessary to obtain it?
We hope for eternal life and the graces necessary to obtain it because God has promised them to us and Jesus Christ has merited them for us.
What are the sins against hope?
The sins against hope are presumption and despair.
What is presumption?
Presumption is a rash expectation of salvation, by which 1. We rely on the mercy of God as a license to commit sin and to delay our conversion. 2. We rely too much on our own strength to win heaven, without the grace of God, or without performing good works.
What is despair?
Despair is the loss of hope in the mercy of God regarding our conversion and eternal salvation.